I was an undergraduate between 86 and 89, and I read English and philosophy, combined honours. It was a very interesting period because it was the high point of the Thatcher years, if you recall. Margaret Thatcher won the 1987 general election with a majority, I think, of 102. And then the following year, 88, she had a famous budget where Nigel Lawson, the Chancellor, cut the top rate of tax from 60 to 40. So it was the kind of the high point of Thatcherite hegemony within Britain, but also stirring just on the horizon in 89, which is the year I graduated, was the breakup of Eastern Europe, the fall of communism. Good weather that summer of 89 when I took my finals exams, wonder extraordinarily warm and settled. I remember turning up for three or four finals papers wearing shorts, much to the annoyance of a rather traditional philosophy professor that I had, who said that when he took his finals at Oxford in the 50s, he was wearing a traditional gown. So it was, for me, a time of great happiness, actually. I really enjoyed being at the university.
Were you a hard worker, or was the social scene more important?
No, because I'd taken a couple of years before I came to Southampton, between sixth form and coming to university, I'd kind of messed around a bit. So I'd had my period of drift and ennui. And when I came to university, the first year I just settled in. I didn't work especially hard. But as I became more interested in my subjects, in English and philosophy, I did the reading. But also I combined it by playing a lot of sport, played a lot of football. I re-engaged with football, actually. I used to be a great football fan as a boy. Then I thought somehow there was an incompatibility between a bookman and a sportsman. I thought there were two different worlds with no connecting bridge. But I rediscovered a love of football while I was here. I played the game, so that was fun. A lot of sport, reading, socialising. So I thought, for me, the mix was good. And then in my final year, I did work hard. I wanted to get a first, and I wanted to progress from there.
Do you think going to university is still important for today's young people?
Yeah, it's an extraordinarily difficult time for young people, not least because the education maintenance allowance for children from poorer families has been abolished, so that incentive to stay on at school is not there for the very poor. And then, indeed, people are daunted by 9,000 tuition fees. I was the last generation where university education was free. Student loans hadn't even been introduced. But of course it's worthwhile going to university because it's an astonishing period of intellectual freedom, creativity, and it sets you up for life. And if you can take advantage of that, you should.
You studied philosophy. Do you think it has helped you in your subsequent career?
Yeah, I did a combined honours, English and philosophy, which was good. But philosophy, yeah, very important for me because you were reading the great minds, or work by the greatest thinkers of all time. You were taught in many ways how to argue, how to reason rationally. You're grappling with fundamental questions, and you carry that with you through the rest of your life. You never quite forget what you read and what you learned and what you thought about back then. Even though I read less academic philosophy than I did, I still read what I would call kind of quasi-philosophy, and that's extremely popular at the moment. Huge flourishing genre.
Why do you think?
Why? Because it's about ideas, it's about uncertainty, it's about doubt, it's about limits of knowledge, it's about rationality, it's about understanding the world, framing questions about the world. It's one of the most important of all subjects.
It's a good time to be editor of The New Statesman?
It's a brilliant time to be editor of The New Statesman. It's a very distinguished magazine. When I got there at the end of 2008, I was brought in to revive this great title. It goes through periods of crises and decline, but this is very much an up period for us, both as a magazine but also as an online operation. The New Statesman now has more readers than it's ever had because of our flourishing website. And since I've been there, we've had the election of Obama, the economic crisis, the coalition government, the end of Gordon Brown, and on it goes. It's a very fertile and exciting period.
And coming out of that, you're becoming a bit of a public figure in your own right. Appearances on Any Questions. How does that go?
Yeah, I've got people on my staff who I push forward ahead of me, Mehdi Hassan, a young polemicist, and others. But I do a little bit of media work when I can. Yeah, I've been on Any Questions, I think, four times now, which is good fun, a little bit of punditry. But I've also got a very young son. So I like to spend, when I'm not in the office, I like to go home and push my staff out to do the studios, as we call it. But yeah, that's all good fun.
What next? Editorship of a major London daily?
No, I'm not interested in that. I got approached a couple of years ago, but sounded out about would I be interested in editing a national newspaper. I won't say which one. And I wasn't interested. I'm very much a magazine journalist and a writing journalist. So I would like to, it's a centenary of the Statesman next year, and I'd like to see that through 2013 and then see where we are, see what the owner has to say about the progress of the New Statesman, what kind of investment there will be. After that, I just don't know, but I will probably do a little bit more writing.